One of the most important things for us to understand about worship is our target audience. And I think it is perfectly valid to target your church's worship at a predetermined audience. And then you study that audience and you find out what the preferences of that audience are, what your target audience likes, what will bring your target audience back. But you see, what matters is who your target audience is. And when it comes to Christian worship, we have one consumer, one target audience, and that is God Himself. And the key to worship is for us to say that we are offering it to God. It's a consumer-driven worship, and God is the consumer. And then the good news is we turn to the Word, we open the Bible, and we say, Lord, do you tell us in the Bible what you like, what you want us to do, how you'd like us to do it? And the answer is, He does. And so ours is a generation that craves God-driven worship where the Lord is Himself our consumer and where our studying takes place in the sacred book. God's Word will tell us what is acceptable to God. That's the way the Bible speaks. The worship that pleases the Lord. And then we offer ourselves to Him and He will give us all things. People say evangelism is the true purpose of worship. It is not. The glory of God is the true purpose. But evangelism is a byproduct, and biblical worship will proclaim the gospel. Some people will say the true purpose of worship is the edification of the congregation. That is also false. God's glory, God's pleasure is the true purpose, but then He makes it edifying. And if we put the byproduct first, we lose everything. But when God is the product, His pleasure, His glory is driving us, we gain everything. It's evangelistic because the Bible's evangelistic. It edifies the people of God because God blesses them. And so our plea is for people to be consumer-driven in your worship, but make God the consumer and the recipient of the worshiping you do in your church.